Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. You know, you can't avoid us. We are everywhere. Digital, FM, Sirius, satellite radio, and we're online at npr.org/Brian Park. I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a BPP replay for Memorial Day, a conversation with Jim Sheeler about his book, Final Salute. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. It's been a long wait, but Lebanon gets a fresh start of sorts today. Michel Suleiman starts his first day at work as president. Lebanon lacked a president since November. Fighting among the different religious groups there delayed the election. Dozens are dead in India following violent clashes. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story from New Delhi.
It's been a violent weekend in parts of the western Indian state of Rajasthan. The scores of people killed and injured include a policeman lynched by a mob and several dozen people shot dead by the police after they opened fire at rampaging protesters in several towns and villages. The trouble concerns people from the Gujjar caste. They're demanding their caste be recategorized. That would allow them to qualify for more government assistance, particularly jobs and university places reserved for lower castes. In the last several days, protesters have set fire to police stations, torn up rail tracks, and torched vehicles.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from New Delhi. NASA's Phoenix lander is on Mars and getting to work. The spacecraft struck a perfect landing last night. The lander has sent its first pictures. The team will check instruments, then it starts a 90-day mission to see if there could have been life on Mars. The presidential campaign goes on despite the Memorial Day holiday. John McCain and Barack Obama are both looking for votes in New Mexico today. Hillary Clinton campaigns in Puerto Rico. Voters there have their say on June 1st. That is what the Republicans and Democrats are up to. There are other parties in the race, of course. Former Republican Congressman Bob Barr is now the Libertarian nominee for president. The win didn't come easy. NPR's Jeff Brady was at the party convention.
It took six rounds of balloting over more than 4 hours for Barr to get support from a majority of the 650 delegates who attended the convention. During two of the rounds, Barr and longtime Libertarian activist Mary Ruart were tied. But after he won, Barr predicted the party would have the strongest ticket in its 37-year history.
And then I want everybody to remember that we have only 163 days to win this election. Do not waste one single day.
Barr had faced repeated criticism during the convention because he's been a Libertarian for only 2 years.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting from the convention in Denver. All the candidates from the White House will hear a lot about gas prices. One Ohio county is pinching pennies by parking their cruisers and making sheriff's deputies drive golf carts. Jokes about low-speed chases aside, the sheriff's pretty happy with the move. He said the open-air carts don't just save the county cash, they also encourage people and deputies to interact more. That is your news for now. It's online all the time, even on the Memorial Day holiday, on our website at npr.org.
This is NPR.